Hey everybody, Josh Peck here. I wanted to continue where we left off in the last video. We talked about anti-Semitism and we talked about the 13th dimension. I wanted to continue this talk with chakras, light, and universal connectivity. And again, the reason why I believe that this is so important is the more I've been getting messages, the longer me and Stephen Bancars's book, The Second Coming of the New Age, available at skywatchtvstore.com. In a big package full of extra materials. But the longer that has been out, the more messages I'm getting from people who are blown away that their church is practicing New Age and they had no idea that it was New Age. To me, it's easy for me to get caught up in the idea that I just assume everybody knows this stuff. I mean, it's different for a researcher. If you're a researcher, you live in this world, and the stuff that you're looking into all the time, and it becomes kind of second nature. But there's a danger there where you can fall into the trap of thinking that everybody else is on track with you, and that's not the case. That's why a lot of times, sometimes you'll have other researchers. I'm not naming any names or anything, but I've even done this where you'll have other researchers who will, start in the middle, instead of starting at the beginning when they're trying to teach you something or when they're on TV. They'll kind of start where their interests are without laying the foundation first. That can happen quite a bit. And I've been guilty of this myself. And so there's a lot of times that I need to take a step back. And that's why feedback is so important. That's why I love getting feedback from you guys. But sometimes I need to take a step back and realize, okay, not everybody knows all of this. And that's what I'm here for is to try to teach people this, to serve you. I'm here to serve you. You're not there to serve me. I think that's how it should be. So I wanted to continue from the last video and kind of talk more about this idea. Now I already did my introduction in the last video, how I was in New Age for a long time, and got out of it. Basically, what I thought were spirit guides, the second I didn't take their advice on something, they got really abusive. And it turned out that they were totally demonic. And I had to realize like how ignorant I was of the spiritual world that I was, astral projecting into, how ignorant I was where I could not tell the difference until they showed their hand. Once they showed their hand, then obviously I could tell, but before that, I would have defended them. I would have thought everything I was doing was fine. I would have thought that, they only wanted the best for me and stuff. But it's just not true. Not it's not true. Now there is a supernatural reality to all this stuff, but how are we interpreting it? How are we if we're going to be actively speaking to what we think are angels, to use the Christian term. And they're guiding us. How far do we take that? Because in the Bible, people talk to angels as well, but they always come with a word from the Lord, and they will never accept adoration or worship from you of any kind. They will point you to Jesus. We see that throughout Scripture. And if you're face to face with an angel, you're going to know it because look at the reaction to people who have had face-to-face experiences in the Bible. I mean, they are flat on their face, scared to all get out. I mean, they're horrified. They can't contain it because these things are so immense. And that was not the case for me when I first saw spirit guides. To me, it seemed totally normal. There was nothing like that that's described in the Bible, but it was still easy for me to try to convince myself, well, maybe it's because maybe it's because I have the Holy Spirit in me, or maybe it's there's all these justifications that can go through somebody's head who's trying to keep doing what they're doing, even though there's this little piece of them inside that knows that it's wrong. So there's other things that we can talk about that kind of fall in line with this. So I want to focus on chakras, light, and universal connectivity, because the church in certain areas, in certain denominations, they're accepting these things. They'll call them something different sometimes, but they'll accept the same teaching. So I wanted to kind of talk about that. Now, sometimes connected with the idea of dimensions that we talked about in the last video, 13th dimension in anti-Semitism, is the teaching of chakras. Now, in most New Age belief systems, chakras are taught as a type of energy, of energy power centers that run up your spine. And usually it's taught that there are seven of these, though sometimes it's taught that there are even 15 or more. But the idea is during meditation to concentrate on opening each chakra from the base of your spine to the crown of your head, and each time keeping the previous in mind. So once you open the seventh and keep the remaining six open, then you're supposed to experience inner peace and a type of nirvana connection to the universe. And this is also sometimes taught in yoga classes. Now, there have been New Age people who will try to connect this to like the seven seals in Revelation or anything, all the sevens in Revelation. You know, see, it's a biblical thing. You know, they'll use the Bible to try to support this, but nothing could be further from the truth. Now, along with this, it's also sometimes taught that we are beings of light. You know, how could that be bad? You know, God created light, right? But again, this is not talking about the light of God of the Bible or even light from a scientific perspective. From the Bible, it's true that God said, let there be light. Yet, this is not when human beings were created. Scientifically speaking, light is made up of individual and indivisible packets called photons. And photons are massless and fundamental particles. Human beings, on a quantum level, are made up of atoms, which include electrons, protons, neutrons, quarks, gluons, and forces. So simply speaking, now some of those can decay into photons and then they go shooting out. But simply speaking, we're not made of only light, not from a biblical nor a scientific perspective. But in bringing this up, notice how easy it is for somebody to control the conversation if they know the right words to say. You know, but God is light. God created light and God created you. So you're the light and love of God. See, you know, see how easy it is to make these things sound Christian. But now scripture does say that God is love and we're supposed to love one another. As if we're Christians, if we're biblical brothers and sisters under, you know, Jesus Christ, we're supposed to love one another. Now, how much of a hard time do people have with that one? You know, the second a disagreement comes up about some minor non-salvation point of doctrine or theology, then they want to fight and bicker and all the love goes out the window. So it's difficult to say, you know, to be like, yeah, we're beings of light, but not beings of love. You know, if we're going to take the Bible for what it says, we got to take the whole thing. We can't just pick and choose what we want because it's convenient for us at the time. So it's really easy to make these things sound Christian. And many New Age books do this all the time. Now, in truth, the Bible makes a clear distinction between God, creation, and humans. We humans are put in charge of the world to take care of it. God created the world and the universe, but they are still distinctly separate things from God. God is not the universe. He's not the world. We humans are not God. God is God, right? We are human beings. The world is the world, and the universe is the universe. So there is a connection in that God created all of it, but nowhere in the Bible are we asked to actively attempt to tap into that connection. We're never taught that in scripture because we're supposed to be focused on having a relationship with Jesus, not tapping into some force or into creation or into ourselves. So we're asked again to have a personal relationship with God in which the only mediator is Jesus Christ, not the universe, not the world, not each other, not crystals, not healing, not astral projection, not spirit guides, not angels. Not Christian tarot cards, destiny cards, not the third heaven, not the courts of heaven, none of this stuff. Not even each other, just Jesus. We're not even supposed to be each other's intermediary. We can help each other along. You know, you and I can join in a conversation and have church, basically, in which Jesus will be present. But our focus isn't on one another, it's on Christ. That's how easy it is to manipulate the conversation, to tweak the language. It's really easy for New Agers to do that. And if you want more information on that, check out the Skywatch TV episodes that are airing now, because Stephen Mancar is my co-author on The Second Coming of the New Age. He was a big-time New Age blogger, one of the most famous in the world just not even that long ago, a few years ago. And he converted to Christianity, but in his telling of his testimony, he used to say that he knew how to talk to Christians. He knew how to present this stuff to Christians. And by the way, I did too. When I was in New Age, I used to know how to do the same thing. I wasn't actively going out trying to deceive anybody. in my mind, and this is what New Age teachers think, in my mind, I was doing them a favor. I was helping. I was being a servant. I was doing all the things I was supposed to do. I was trying to give people spiritual enlightenment and help them on their path, you know, whatever that meant. I was helping them try to realize their true selves. You know, in my mind at the time, I was helping. I wasn't hurting. I was deceived too. And that's the thing we have to keep in mind from Ephesians 6. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You know, people aren't the problem. It's not these New Age teachers that are the problems. They are just as deceived as the people that they're deceiving. That's why I say that New Age itself as a theology is like a cancer. It spreads. And then if you adopt the same habits, say smoking or eating poorly, then you can catch that same cancer. So the teachers are just as deceived as the ones that they're teaching. So Ephesians 6 tells us it's not people that are the problem. It's spiritual entities that are bringing these teachings into humanity. So we need to stand guard against them, know how to defend against them, know that this stuff is not in the Bible. And we need to know how to show that to people who have questions. And there are a lot of people who have questions. We need to do this through humility, with a humble attitude, with an open heart, with love, especially, and a lot of understanding, because it's too easy. It's way too easy for us as human beings to fall into the sin of pride and mock these people or not be forthright with our answers or just make fun of them generally. Or just say, well, Christians shouldn't believe that. They should just know that it's not in the Bible. Okay, well, then teach them. Go and teach them. So that's what I'm trying to do. So I want to provide you guys with tools to do that. The book does that. The Skywatch TV episodes, we have five of them that are airing, skywatchtv.com. If you want to get the book, go to skywatchtvstore.com, or you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. But that'll have all the information for you. But we got a lot of free content coming up. So, you know, episodes, podcasts, all of the information is at skywatchtv.com. So, yeah, that again is how New Age can make chakras, light, and universal connectivity sound like a Christian thing when really it's not. All right, leave me your opinions below. I'd love to know what you think. Tell me what you think about this format of doing videos. I would like to know. And until next time, love you all. Take care and God bless.